breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Jada Pinkett Smith had an affair with a rapper. Will Smith was said to be incredibly jealous of the rapper's ability to actually, you know, rap. Darius Rucker and his wife are divorcing. Rumor has it he was seeing someone behind her back for a hootie call. Katy Perry wants Jennifer Aniston to be her baby's godmother, at least until Angelina Jolie steals the kid away from her.
It's 60 Minutes meets Gone in 60 Seconds. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Good morning. I'm Prospector. Of course, I got ready for the show this morning. I rode my bike to work, and I started looking on the internet, and I'm looking for just things to talk about, things that are cool. And I came across a video I must have watched like 20 times, and I wasn't sure. Like, I'm like, I don't know if that works on the show. But it's so good, I have to share it. It's a four-year-old girl giving advice on how to talk to girls, how boys can talk to girls. And she says so much without really saying it. It's just fantastic. It's cute and poignant. Check it out, man.
So we was at the track, and I was just relaxing, and a boy was trying to get me over there, and he said, "Coo-coo, coo-coo, coo-coo." And that's not how you get a girl to get over there. You have to use your manners. And he was saying, "Meow, meow, meow, meow." And why would you do that to a girl? And you don't call girls over like that.
It's funny, and it's brilliant, and it's poignant, and it's true. You want to check out the whole video? It's at facebook.com/angryprospector. Use your manners. Don't go catcalling girls. Even at 4 years old, this woman knows that. Be smarter. Be better. Be like she tells you to be. Everybody knows they have the best booby bars in Canada, right? Doesn't everybody know that? Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. Yeah, the best strip clubs are in Canada. Or at least that's what I kept hearing when I was growing up in my early 20s and going to places like that. Oh, you got to go to Canada. They got the best ones. Oh, that's why Motley Crue recorded some albums up there. They have so many great strip clubs. Of course, in this era of COVID-19 and social distancing, you're not sticking dollar bills in G-strings, are you? But that hasn't stopped one strip club just across the border in Canada from opening back up. No, a place called Sundowners on Lundy Lane in Niagara Falls, Canada has reopened. And although things are different than they used to be. In fact, no more sneaking off to the champagne room for VIP dances because there's no dancing, no stripping. No, instead, Sundowners is just offering food because who doesn't love the booby bar buffet, I guess.
Hey there, gentlemen. Welcome to the Sundowner, Niagara Falls strip club on Lundy's Lane that's opening without live entertainment. That's right. On stage one, it's Nihility. Take a look on stage two for Cypher. And on stage three, the triplets, Zip, Zilch, and Zot. And coming up on stage four right now, the great Nobody. That's right. Nobody will do a table dance, and nobody wants you to have a great time. Hey, and don't forget to tip your waitstaff.
It's a world of distance, a world of fears. It's a world of masks wrapped around your ears. Wash your hands, skin in mind, just stay 6 feet behind. It's a small germ after all. It's a world of Zoom meetings with no pants. It's a world of sound bites and Facebook rants. Just take care not to cough or you'll tick someone off. It's a small germ after all. 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 It's a small germ.
Rock 107, good morning. I'm Prospector. Saturday night at Mohegan Sun Arena in the parking lot, Jim Gaffigan going to be performing. Jim Gaffigan drive-thru comic live from the Mohegan Sun Arena's parking lot. It's a drive-in style performance. You roll up in your car, you watch the show, you listen on a low-power FM. He's on stage and does the show live right there for you. Tickets are sold as parking spaces. It's a maximum of 4 people per car. You want to go? I got a carload. Yeah, all parking spaces are general admission, and it's passenger vehicles and SUVs and pickup trucks only. No buses, no limos, no motorcycles, anything like that, no RVs. But if you want to bring your car, your truck, your SUV, yeah, we'd love to have you. We're going to play a game called Drive In.
Drive-in game. That's the name of the game. I couldn't think of it for a second. But here's why. Do you remember the old drive-thrus before they had low-power FM? You used to hang that little tinny speaker on your car and listen to the movie that way, and it sounded like it was hand-to-hand. You could never really understand what was going on. Well, we're going to play a song through that speaker, and if you can figure out what song it is, you can go see Jim Gaffigan drive-thru comic. It's just that simple. Pay attention. Here is the drive-in game. Yeah, you know what that is? And it ain't easy. Remember when I used to listen? That's how I saw Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. Now you can watch it in the car and have a good sound experience, but not back then. 1-888-ROCK-107. 1-888-762-5107. Caller 17. Tell me what this song is through the drive-in speaker. One 888-ROCK-107, 1-888-762-5107. Name that song, win the Jimmy Gaffigan ticket. ROCK-107, what song is that?
That is Purple Haze.
Purple Haze, absolutely. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Donna, are you a big Jim Gaffigan fan?
I am.
All right, awesome. Have you seen him before?
What? Just on TV.
Just on TV. Well, now you get to see him from your car, listening on a low-power FM right there at Mohegan Sun Arena. Drive-through comic Jim Gaffigan, presented by Geisinger. You got a ticket. You got a carload of tickets from Rock 107.
Thank you.
The drive-in game, the song, the way it should be heard, not through a tinny, crappy speaker at a drive-in theater, but a great set of speakers in your car stereo or at the house or through Alexa. It's Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, Rock 107.
What's a yam bag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea-brain, mouth breather, or cretin.
It's time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Here are the nominees. Nominee number one.
I wonder what the toppings were. On Friday night, a pizza shop owner in Greenwood, Delaware, was closing up when a guy walked up, pulled out a machete, and demanded some cash. While the owner fought back with the only weapon he had nearby, he threw a pizza at the robber. And believe it or not, that worked. For some reason, the guy with the machete was scared off by the flying pizza and took off running. Now the cops are trying to track him down.
Nominee number two.
Something tells me this guy's going to fail his future driving test. A guy who was learning how to drive was practicing in a parking lot in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, Thursday night, and he wound up crashing into a building. That building? A PennDOT driver's license center. No injuries were reported and police are investigating the accident.
Nominee number three.
This SUV seems to have its own destiny. Police in Chicago got a call around 8:30 a.m. on Sunday about a suspicious vehicle parked near a trail. When they got there, they found it was a 2015 Chevy Suburban that had been reported stolen earlier that day. So they towed it to the parking lot of the police station. But less than 2 hours later, someone stole the SUV right out of their parking lot. Cops are investigating both thefts.
And the winner, the guy who was learning to drive and crashed into a driver's license center. You, sir, are the Yam Bag of the Day. And we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Stay tuned for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day right here on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. And before I go, I need to make amends.
I'm sorry, dear.
I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I'm sorry for saying Disney World reopened with some changes. For example, Johnny Depp's animatronic in Pirates of the Caribbean now just rants about Amber Heard. I apologize for saying Bill Cosby turned 83 yesterday. He was sad he couldn't spend his birthday with the one he loves, or at least the one he's drugged. I'm sorry for saying Great White performed a concert with spectators not wearing masks or social distancing 17 years after their concert that resulted in a deadly nightclub fire. The show included their new single, Once Bitten, Let's Die. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I will strive to do better on Tuesday morning. Miss any of today's show? You can check out the Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, download at rock107.com, or find them on the Rock 107 app by swiping left. Neil Trama coming up next with the 10 of 10 on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts Podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.